Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Kay Taylor, and this is Soul Path Wisdom, the astrological, spiritual energy for the week of June 10th. So as we begin this week, we have a mutable cross. So let's talk a little bit about that, what that was, what that is, but especially what it was yesterday. So today's Monday, yesterday, Sunday the 9th. I'd like you to just take a moment to think about what was going on for you yesterday, and especially last night. What were you thinking about? What decisions did you make? Where did you perhaps consider that you need to take some of the strong actions to build what you're building, whatever that is? Where do you need boundaries? Where do you have to cut through? And where do you have to be adaptable, changeable, fluid, following your intuition, aligning with your own truth, making sure you have all the data you need, and feeling connected to fixing what needs to be fixed? It was actually really interesting last night. I pulled up a chart in the late evening here in California. And in that moment, the number 19 came up so strongly. And that's pretty rare. It's, you know, we can have crosses of the planets, but it's rare that they're all exact at the same moment. So the cross formation, we can start with what we've already been talking about, which is that Jupiter in Sagittarius is square to Neptune in Pisces quite a lot of this year. And Jupiter in Sag represents the expansion of our beliefs, truth, meaning in life. And Pisces takes that to a deeper personal spiritual level, the sense of oneness, bliss, surrendering into the cosmos. Now, of course, they both have their downsides also. The Jupiter can be expansive of whatever it's touching, so it can be too much and too much know-it-allness, too much fundamentalism. And Neptune can go from connection to oneness to dissolution and loss and addiction dependency energies, not being able to see clearly. So we're living in that. For the year, and we can use that energy wisely. But over the last week, the sun came into that same degree, came into 19 degrees in Gemini. So now that forms a T-square. So now the sun, representing power and identity and making choices, shows up and says, now's the time to stand in your power and make the choice based on your logical thinking, the Gemini. Even though with Gemini, you might be going back and forth a little bit and connecting Gemini to Pisces and Sagittarius, you're definitely going back and forth. You're in the mind going back and forth. You're in that sense of truth and meaning, seeing the global picture, and you're in the fog of the intuition and floating around, going in circles maybe. And then yesterday, the moon in Virgo moved itself into position where it was at 19 degrees exactly for a while. But even during the day before it got to 19, and even now where it sits at 27 out of 30 possible degrees in a sign, it still holds that cross formation. And the moon tells us where our emotional energies are, and the moon in Virgo is asking us to solve a problem, to fix something, to be skillful, to be discerning and wise, and be able to have that clarity of problem solving that is so much the Virgo high level quality. So that in itself is pretty amazing, and we're still in the last minutes of it. The moon will move into the sign of Libra later on today at 4:29 p.m. California time. So we're still finishing that up. But that's why I want you to look at the weekend and yesterday especially, and what was in your mind, because you maybe want to take those actions. And I especially say that because Saturn is also at 19 degrees. Now, the Saturn is in Capricorn, so it's forming a different aspect to each point of this cross. It forms a sextile, which is flowing and a little excitable to the Neptune, and it forms a trine to the moon, which is really stabilizes the moon around being strong and boundaried. And then it's in a little bit of an uncomfortable connection with both the Jupiter and the Sun, where that sense of, oh, how I imagine myself showing up exalted in some situation is challenged by the reality, because the Saturn in Capricorn keeps bringing us back to the reality of time and space and what's actually possible in the physical world. Now, the Saturn, of course, is sitting with Pluto in the South Node, the karmic energies transiting, asking us to restructure, let go of what no longer serves us, see what the karmic habit patterns are, go deep into the shadow and the unconscious as we transform power at a very, very deep level. And then opposite that, we have Mars in Cancer, which is almost exactly at the North Node now. It's going to be just over the next couple of days that it is exact. And that's pretty intense. I've certainly heard lots of stories of fights and arguments and frustrations and challenges with that, with Mars in Cancer lighting up that karmic energy. And Mercury is also in Cancer and close enough to be engaged in this. So we get into the thoughts, the mental side of it, the words, so strong cutting through, strong need to follow a deep gut feel. On the intuitive level, Mars will and Aries, the sign of Aries, will reflect that gut instinct of yes, go for it, and no, don't want that. And the sign of Cancer, of course, is very intuitive and healing and emotional, mood-centered. Right now, the Mars is in a quintile, a slightly obsessive but creative energy with both Uranus, radical change, and the Moon in its last degrees of Virgo. So another indication that the Mars is initiating this pull that says do something. It may seem a little bit erratic or unstable in the fact that you want to do this, but it's being called forth. And there's a way that Mars is being so connected right now to Mercury, the thought form energy, the thinking side, and that the Mercury disposits or is in charge of the processes of the Sun in Gemini, and also Venus has been in Gemini for 2 days. So the Mercury is tied into the needs of the Sun in the sky, tied into the needs of Venus in the sky, and that's informing what Mars feels it needs to do as an action. Now remember, wherever this is in your chart, this will be playing things out very, very strongly. So for instance, for me, the Sun is exactly conjunct my Jupiter in Gemini, which relates to me as a teacher. So what's been happening for me these last couple of days is looking at the fact that I feel overextended as a teacher, that I have too many events and classes and this weekly podcast that takes a lot of time and energy. And this is where I'm deciding that I need to cut back and refocus my energies in a way that will be more in alignment with my highest path, because the Saturn, Pluto, and South Node are sitting in my career house, and connected to my North Node in Capricorn. So that's why if you read the write-up for this week, you'll see that I've said that, you know, sadly, really for me, this is my last weekly podcast. I kind of played with that idea a month or two ago when I was having technical issues with Blog Talk Radio, and it wasn't working to log me on. And, you know, it turned out they had a problem in their system and it took them a few weeks to fully resolve it. But during that time, I started to question whether this was the right format for me. And I know, you know, a number of you wrote to me and said, oh, you love this podcast and you wanted me to keep it weekly. But I feel that, again, I have to look at the energies and how I reach the right number of people in the way that works best for my energy. And so instead of this, I'm thinking that it would be much more useful, I think, to more people and easier to get to if I did something monthly that was in alignment with the new moon. And we started a little bit of time before the new moon so people would have time to listen to it. Because my sense is what's happening right now is that if I post this on Monday morning and we're talking about the week, by the time people sometimes get to listen to it, it's maybe already midweek and half of it is already over. And it's not enough time to orient and focus in the ways that we have to focus because we're all so busy. There's so much going on. And I feel this extra level of fear and uncertainty about the state of the planet with some of these most recent reports that have come out. And there's a level of trauma energy for humanity, at least, you know, humanity who's reading reports and listening and aware that you know, we have a lot of action that needs to be taken in a short period of time to turn things around. Now, I myself continue to be hopeful and optimistic that we are already turning things around. And we see these amazing instances of how when the right things are done around ecology, that very quickly the earth responds and we can take really dried out barren parts of land and bring a few animals and throw a few seeds. And if we give earth time and space to regenerate, the earth is really miraculous. And yes, at the same time, we're on this collision course and it is hard. And we know that we're here to not only save the planet, because I think the planet will always save herself. I mean, you know, they say this is yet another extinction that we're living through. And there have been many extinctions in the past of whatever life form was here, and always some level of survival and something going forward and beginning a new phase. So we have to trust in the fact that this earth is huge. And despite so much pollution, it will continue. But what we're really looking at is a crisis in consciousness and the radical split that we're experiencing right now of a pendulum of hatred and bigotry and us versus them energy. And I feel like that's where each one of us can heal that split within ourselves and create a large enough vibration of caring and connection to bring about the deeper levels of consciousness change that I believe many of us are here to do, that we've incarnated on this planet at this time in order to restructure the foundation that's been in a patriarchal system for thousands of years and bring back the balance of the divine goddess, of the feminine that honors all life, that honors all children, that honors those who are unique and different. And that's really the deeper piece that we're here to do. And if we get caught up in the negativity and the judgment and the violence in forming consciousness, in evolving the world structure, then we actually hold things back. So it's a great challenge to be of the light, to be of consciousness, and to keep working toward it even when it feels hopeless, to stay positive and strong and connected and humorous, and validate the beauty of life every day, even when we're going through significant challenges personally and on a collective level. So that wasn't necessarily what I was planning to say in this podcast today, but that's what seems to want to come through. To have the sun so exactly opposite Jupiter takes us to this place where consciousness goes to truth and meaning. And in order to handle what's going on in the world, we have to have an evolved perspective. We have to be coming from the place of divine energy, surrendering to the process, bringing about as much unconditional love as we possibly can. So this is going on somewhere in your chart, somewhere in your life. What do you need to change? What are you cutting, cutting off, cutting through? Can you do this compassionately and with love? Can you take the actions you need to take for healing, your own healing, global healing, connection to the healing needs of your family and friends? So that's what this week is about, Turning Point Week. Now, coming into a little bit about the moons for the week, as I said, we're coming into a Libra moon later today. And Libra, remember, is a cardinal sign, so it squares Cancer and Capricorn. So it will come into squaring or creating a challenge to Mercury, the mind, Mars, action, Saturn, restructuring, boundaries, Pluto, transformation, power. At the same time as Mars is coming up exact to the North Node. So I want to say these next couple of days are really hard for everybody. Lay low. You know, I'm not one that says stay in bed with the covers over your head and wait till the astrology passes. But if there's ever a couple of days where you might want to do that, it's now. Try to just keep things easy. Try to use the energy consciously to bring about changes in your life, because that Mars and Saturn, when you get them working together, you take action toward long-term plans, but you may feel very frustrated. So to try to be out in the world doing too much could be a bit challenging. And then the moon moves into Scorpio on the 12th, that's Wednesday, but at night. So that will mean that Thursday, Friday, we've got the moon in Scorpio. Initially, what that will do is it will be opposite Uranus in Taurus. So we get an activation of that principle within that says, I have to be me. I have to break free from tradition or expectation to be authentic. And then the exactness of Mars opposite Saturn will be on the 14th. And yet, you know, all week long, it's close enough that I'm going to say that we're all going to be feeling it. So there's that frustration and yet that activation towards long-term plans. And then on the 15th, early in the morning, 1:03 a.m. Pacific, the moon moves into Sagittarius. So here we get a moon that takes us to that place of belief, truth, and meaning. It's another level of activation of what will be the T-square at that point, not the whole cross that we're in yesterday and today. And one may feel more activated than normal around your own sense of truth and expansion. And that will apply directly in the afternoon to Venus, where the moon's opposite Venus, where you'll be feeling your own mood energy and your own emotional needs opposite to some of the relationship energy that you're in. We get another opposition on the 16th, where we have Mercury opposite Saturn. So by that time, the Mercury has moved more deeply into the sign of Cancer. And so here we get this activation of what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, what I'm expressing in alignment with my emotional needs, Cancer, and how is that opposite Saturn, where I'm looking at some of the deeper restructuring I'm doing at this point in time, where I'm letting go. And again, keep looking back to where are these planets. At the minimum, every single person should know where the Capricorn energy is transiting in your life right now. Remember, it's in Capricorn for 3 years, 2018, 19, and 20. And right now, it's very much close together. The South Node, that means the eclipses are in those degrees, the Pluto and the Saturn. So there's a very strong focus of transformational, restructuring, deep, empowering energy. And you must work with it consciously now, wherever it is in your chart, because in early 2020, Saturn and Pluto will be exact, and the fruition of what you're working on now can happen. Or if you've been feeling blocked and scared and refusing to do the work that's in front of you, then the repercussions could be more difficult then. That's when, you know, the hammer really hits you on the head. Right now, the hammer is knocking at the door saying, this is what needs to change. This is how you need to come more fully into embodiment as a powerful, successful being. So do the work now and don't wait for the hammer. It's always a good idea with transits. The moon will conjoin Jupiter, really setting off the Jupiter 11 a.m. on the 16th. Of course, you'll feel that a few days before, but, well, not a few days, maybe one day, it will be strong enough of the 15th when it goes into Sag, but extra strong at that point in time. And then we have a full moon on the 17th, and that full moon will be at 26 degrees, and that is the very close to the galactic center. So it's a very potent spiritual spot for this particular full moon. And then the moon will move into Capricorn, and we get back to hard work and focusing on building something that lasts for a long time. Now, looking here on in July, I pulled up July by accident instead of June, which is interesting, but I'll just say that Mercury is going retrograde on the 7th of July and will be retrograde until the very end of July. And that is worth knowing now, because if there's things that you need to do, documents to sign, I don't think anything. And there's no really great astrology for electional astrology for starting anything until we get to the end of July or August, you know, past the Mercury retrograde. But if there's something small that you feel you need to initiate, try to get it done before you get to the very beginning of July, because in the beginning of July, you've got eclipses. The 2nd of July is the solar eclipse at 10.5 degrees of Cancer, and the 16th is the lunar eclipse at 24 degrees Capricorn. And so that early part of July is intense, and with a Mercury retrograde, not your best time for starting things. What we have going on in June is that Neptune will go retrograde on the 21st of June. And there's not much need to be concerned about that from my perspective. Neptune is so foggy and overwhelming with its oneness energy that whether it's direct or retrograde, we're kind of in the soup with that one in any event. Okay, so let's go into our meditation. want to lead you through a meditation for adaptability and change. So assuming you're not driving or anything like that, no operating heavy equipment during a meditation, let yourself settle into a comfortable position and deepen the breath. Allow the eyes to close softly. As you become the observer to the breath, going deeper and deeper. And as you breathe, allow your highest level spirit guides, your high self, the teachers around you, to surround you with light, a bubble of light. As you move through time and space, coming to rest in a beautiful place in nature. Feeling the ground beneath you. The colors and shapes of rocks and water and trees or flowers, whatever's around you. Taking that in on every sense level. The scent. Sounds in the background, still observing the breath. Allow yourself to find the quietness. And as you breathe, still deeper, knowing that each one of us is made out of many, many parts. And the parts can look like people or children or cartoon figures. Allow the part of you that tends to be rigid, stuck, wanting things to stay the same. Let that part come forward. And if it shows up as an image, just look at it, observe. And if it doesn't show up right away, if this is hard for you, ask yourself the question, if I could see the part of me that's rigid and stuck and wants things to be the same, feels afraid of change in some way, what would it look like if I could see it? And that usually works around the mind. And so taking that in, what this part is like, and go deeper into the emotional awareness. What's the mood or attitude of this part? What emotions do you notice? How do you respond to this part? And what does this part need or want? It could be an energy, like love or healing. It could be an activity. Even let this part tell you what motivates it, what it needs and wants. And then see if you can bring that to that part. Maybe you're willing to bring it the energy it needs to hold it, to help it. Or maybe you call that in from wise and loving beings who show up like miracles. Watch what happens if you're able to bring that part what it needs. And continue to see if there's anything else and anything else. And then just taking in what this part is like when it's received what it needs. Maybe it's not quite so rigid, quite so stuck. And then allow the parts of you that are flexible and creative, fun and light, let them come out. There might be more than one. They definitely might look like children or elves or sprites or spirits. Or maybe just one part of you that's deeply creative and light. And see what happens as you open up to the parts of you that are ready to change, ready to surrender to what's happening next. Letting go and then letting go again. Letting yourself see that you are everything, that you have all of the possible parts you could ever need and more, and that all you have to do is see them and let them show up in their appropriate roles. So that part of you that seemed stuck or afraid, that's also a part of you that has great boundaries and can handle things, stay staunch in working toward the goals. And yet sometimes the parts that are light and creative and changeable and adaptable, it's their turn to play in your life. Feel your ability to weave back and forth between the two sides. The healthy, strong, organized part that can cut through and make things happen and stay firm when needed. And then the part or parts that shift and change, adapt. When you're ready, draw this meditation to a close. Drawing these parts back into your heart or another safe place. And bring yourself all of these parts back into your physical body. The bubble of light still around you. Always good to be in a bubble of light. Very healing, protective. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And so that's all for now. Make sure you're on my mailing list so you know what's coming next. what kind of webinars or classes I'm going to offer about the astrological weather. That's ktaylor.com. Go to the contact page to sign up if you're not already on the mailing list. Sending you all love, so much joy. And I'll see you again.